Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to our good news segment. You know, I know if you're like me, you have been struck by year after year after year, you know, seeing on television the treatment of all of our animal friends. But there's one thing I think we're all aware of, that some things have changed thanks to PETA and some things have not. And one of the things that we have been involved in for over a decade, even before launching the network, was to raise level of awareness on the ethical treatment of animals. Today, I am so thrilled to have Dr. Ingrid Taylor joining us here today, stepping up and shining a light on what this means, where we are today as we start 2021. And we find out we are still experimenting. I can't even say it. We are still experimenting on our animal friends. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Dr. Taylor, thank you so much today. I mean, after all that you all have done, boy, we're still talking about this.
We are, and around 100 million animals are used and killed annually in the United States in laboratory experiments. And these are animals like rats, mice, dogs, cats, birds, sheep, and pigs who are used in these painful, frightening, and lethal experiments. And one thing that we're really working against is this sort of entrenched attitude that just because we have always done animal experiments for science, we need to continue to do them. But the research and the statistics in terms of clinical applications and treatments for humans just don't pan out to justify that mentality.
You know, I was talking to a friend of mine that I was going to be talking with you today. And my friend was like, "You're kidding. You get to talk. You get to talk to somebody like Dr. Taylor of, you know, the people for the ethical treatment about, you get to talk to the PETA people?" And I said, "Oh yeah, we've been in support of this for years." And then I said to my friend, "Did you know that we are still using animals, four-leggeds, two-leggeds for experimentations that don't actually lead to anything?" And you know what my friend said, and I'd like you to comment on this. My friend's comment was something like, "But we're not doing it as much, and we're way better off in the United States than other countries." And I thought, I don't know if that's true. I want to ask you about this. How prevalent is this, and how unaware are we of this? So I'd like you to talk about how many of these animals are being subjected to this, and what is it that's actually happening, especially in the report you just did?
Well, I mean, we're looking at millions and millions of animals who are used in laboratory experiments. So there's hasn't been a huge change in terms of how many animals are being used. And these, the types of experiments that animals are used in, we're talking about things like animals are subjected to spinal cord trauma. They're subjected to leg fractures, burned. They're forced to inhale toxic substances. And experiments that not only cause a high level of physical suffering, but a high level of emotional suffering. And experiments that really don't benefit humans at all. For example, 95% 75% of the new drugs that are effective in animal studies end up failing in human clinical trials. And the fact is that there are many promising human-relevant research methods, things like organs on chips, uses of human stem cells, genomics and proteomics, imaging and computer modeling that can replace animals. So we really need to have a sea change in terms of how we in the United States are using animals in these painful experiments.
I want to ask you this. You have been following this and your work, especially in veterinarian and research and really being plugged into this. You see this all the time. You know, you see what's going on. You're up close and personal to things, right? But let's talk about the studies which have shown what many people already know, right? That dogs, rats, cows, sheep, these experiences, emotions range from joy to happiness to sadness. They experience things. And yet, as they experience things, what they experience doesn't translate to how these experiments are going to help humanity in a positive way. You know what I'm saying? It's not like we have a relationship with these experiments and these experiments lead to some phenomenal cure. And I think that's the missing link for people.
Absolutely. There are profound species differences that do not translate between humans and other animals. And our reliance on experiments in other animals, in many ways, could be holding us back from actually finding relevant, human-relevant clinical treatments. And the other side of this, which you mentioned, is that animals feel emotions. So yeah. These experiments cause profound suffering. And there is a wealth of scientific evidence out there in the literature showing that animals feel emotions. More than 2,500 studies have shown this. And yet the National Institutes of Health, which funds many of the experiments in animals, doesn't take this into account. So what PETA is asking is that the NIH take into account the scientific evidence that animals feel emotions and stop experimenting on animals who are profoundly suffering in these experiments.
And let's talk about some of this that we know, right? For example, chickens, everyone knows what a chicken is, they become extremely upset when the baby chicks are stressed and try to soothe them. I mean, we're seeing behaviors. Let's talk about behaviors, because a lot of people say to us, you know, you can't really measure a quote invisible emotion, but you can measure, you know, a reaction. We measure it with humans. We measure it with our animal friends, right? And so we're looking
absolutely.
We're looking at what the behavior is. We're looking at how mice react. We're looking at rats, for example, demonstrate remorse for bad decisions. Boy, I think humans could learn from that, don't you think?
Absolutely. And rats are really, they are really empathetic and altruistic. And so rats will also forego treats like chocolate in order to help another rat who is in need. So, for example, a rat who is trapped in a container, rats will choose to help that rat instead of getting a treat that will benefit themselves.
It's incredible. I know one thing I was acutely aware of in some research I did a number of years ago. I was acutely aware, and maybe you can talk to this. There are species like crabs, for example. They are acutely aware of pain. Now, did I get that right? I don't want to be speaking out of turn here.
Yes. It's been shown that hermit crabs are aware of pain, but it's also been shown that they can weigh the consequences of experiencing pain in order to keep a high quality shell. So unfortunately a painful experiment for the hermit crabs, but hermit crabs, when subjected to electrical shocks, they will stay with a high quality shell. Whereas if it's a low quality shell, they'll just leave it because they think the pain is not worth it. I'm going to find something better.
And the reason I bring them up, especially, doctor, and I want you to comment on this, is because this is the type of experimentation where researchers are in search for any way they could possibly find to eliminate pain for humans. And so they do these experiments thinking, if we discover something about a hermit crab, well, we can develop something for humans. But that's not what the studies are showing, are they?
Right. Well, all animals experience pain. However, physiological responses to drugs that treat pain and modulate pain are different between species. So when experimenters are inflicting pain on animals, all they're really doing is inflicting pain on animals. They're not finding anything that will relate to how humans are going to react to a certain drug that controls pain. And I did want to say that if people want to help animals in experiments, they can go to our website at PETA.org. Search for animal sentience. And there is a letter there that people can sign that will go to the NIH asking them to look at all the scientific evidence showing that animals feel emotions and to stop experimenting on these animals.
May I also invite people when they go to your site, and I want to say it again, it's PETA, it's PETA.org. I want to also encourage people, when you go to the site, there's also a way for you to become a member. And the reason I say this is a lot of times we think we do not have the ability to make a difference. But if you go here, you're going to see what we're talking about today, but also you're going to see the many, many ways that PETA is involved in, you know, let me just call it the humanity of our animal friends. And there's so much that you all have done. It goes far beyond what we can do in a 15-minute interview. I want to ask you this last question. I know you've got to run. I know you've got a lot of interviews you're doing. Again, PETA.org. Doctor, what would be your top three things you want to leave us with that people might be able to do that you want us to know today? And thank you for all that you do.
Well, thank you so much for your support of PETA. And public pressure will help create change. So please go to the website at PETA.org. Sign our petitions, search for animal sentience, read about all the ways that animals have been scientifically shown to experience emotions, and sign our letter to the NIH asking the NIH to look at the ethics of using animals who suffer profoundly in experiments and to stop experimenting on these animals.
I can't thank you enough. Thank you so much. Last question. What's your personal message? What would you personally like to leave us with today?
Well, of course, as a veterinarian, I've spent many, many years up close and personal with animals, living with them, treating their medical conditions. And we as humans really need to start thinking about the ways that we are using and abusing animals, and maybe in ways that we don't even think about normally, the kinds of things we're eating, the kinds of activities we're supporting. And humans just really need to start thinking very critically about how we interact with animals and how we interact with the fellow beings that we share this world with.
Thank you so much for all that you do. And please, thank you for PETA. Thank you for continuing a legacy of kindness, education, and information. Hey, everybody, let's take a short break. And I know in the busyness of our day, just take a moment to think about our animal friends and step forward and see what you can do. We'll be right back.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.